This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect Purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Joined now by Jeff Hathorn, Odyssey sports director. Jeff, how you doing today?
Morning, guys. Good.
Jeff, Ray Fittipaldo reports that George Pickens has been late to a couple of practices, or I don't think he wrote practices, but he's been late to work a couple of times. Man, it seemed like everything was going okay with Pickens, and now in the course of 3 days, it seems like a disaster, and I don't know what they can do with this guy. What do you think?
You know, a 7-catch, 140-yard game would kind of cure everything along with a win. I don't think it's as bad as, like, everybody just hates the guy and can't stand the guy. I think there is some conflicts. Obviously, he was pouting during the game last week, and that's an issue. But you know, I think there are people that you work with or in any line of work that it's like, okay, if they could just produce for us, you don't have to be their friend. And I think George is one of those guys. And if he can put up a big game, I don't think that there's any riff or any there's any issue. It's just, can this guy produce for us?
Jeff, I'm going to ask this question, and some people may think that it's obvious, but I don't think it's so obvious. There's still some room to develop in this. And actually, I'm going to ask you two questions. Percentage chance that Russell Wilson starts on Sunday and percentage chance that Russell Wilson plays on Sunday.
Starts on Sunday, 5-10%. I don't see it very high at this point because Russ, as Mike told us on Tuesday, has taken the second team reps. And until he takes first team reps, then that's when the door is, in Tomlin's words, more ajar. Man, I think I'd have to be pretty extreme. I would say maybe 20% chance that he would play, but I think Russ would have to be, or excuse me, Justin would have to be really bad. Now, if it's a bad game and they were to lose again in Las Vegas, I think obviously the Jets is, that percentage skyrockets for that game against the Jets.
Jeff, I'm not asking you to take any shots at credibility here with regard to how the Steelers handle injuries, but Jaylen Warren looked pretty good on video yesterday and says he's ready to go. What's the deal with him? And seems to be a little bit of a trend because Wilson seemed to indicate that he was good to go too earlier in the year.
Well, I think with Jaylen, because he was still limited, that there's still a little bit more that they want to test. I mean, this is the first time we've seen him out on the field, and that you guys have seen some of the videos, I'm sure. I mean, I mean, he looked really good. I mean, the push was there, the cuts were there, the acceleration was there. It was positive, but he's still limited. So there's still more he has to do in practice, I think, to get to the next level. But and here's the other thing with Jalen, that maybe where his history hurts him, of a guy who plays through injuries. Like maybe he has to show them even more, because like, okay, is this really it? Or is he hiding something? Like, I think they have to be very convinced. Today will be a big day for him. If he can get into a full practice, I think there's an opportunity on Sunday. But first opportunity back where he really pushed it. Let's see how the recovery goes.
Jeff, this is not a criticism of TJ Watt. This is just reality in the National Football League. He's going to pull himself off the field at times because you can't play 100% of the snaps. So when TJ is not on the field, who the heck are the two Steelers outside linebackers on Sunday?
So you're saying TJ's dogging it during games. Hi, guys.
No, this is legitimate load management.
Right. Jeremiah Moon is one you're going to see. Beyond that, I think you'll see a combination of Isaiah Loudermilk out on the edge. And then, unfortunately, it's funny because we talked to him yesterday. Ade, I asked him to pronounce his last name. I can't exactly remember how he pronounced it. So we'll go with Ade. Number 48 is how you'll know him on the football field. He has a little bit of NFL experience. Last year he was with Atlanta, but injured. So I think that's who you're looking at right now. I mean, it's a little late in the week to be adding people from waivers or other teams' practice squads. That's still an outside chance that could happen. But, I mean, that's what you're looking at, an outside linebacker.
Awesome. Penguin stunk, Jeff.
He's gone.
Oh.
Dude.
Oh, he's there.
Dude, that was back. I mean, that first 13 minutes wasn't so bad, even though they were down a goal. But then they gave up those two late goals in the first, and it's like, oh. I mean, the second got no better, and the third was like, you know, like watching your kids' game in the seventh or in the fifth inning of seven innings in baseball where all the subs are in, and you're just sitting in the stands like, oh, and this thing ends.
That's right. I just went to bed.
I think the brutal thing, or the good thing, is in back-to-backs, which are kind of brutal to start the season, is you got a chance to wipe this right out tonight in Detroit. One game doesn't make a season, but, man, in one game, I think as much as anything, it showed that if you think that the Pens are contenders, the Rangers are contenders. The Pens have some work to do.
Pretenders. Jeff, thank you for your time. As always, we'll talk to you after the Steelers go on the road and play Las Vegas. Nothing ever bad happens on the road against the Raiders.
No, and, you know, really questionable quarterbacks never beat the Steelers in a Raiders uniform.
No, it doesn't happen.
Tough.
Thank you, Jeff.
Yep. See you, boys, Saturday.
See you, Carl.
A lot of good stuff on 93.7thefan.com as well from Jeff. Aiden O'Connell going to get the start against the Steelers.
That's right. Where did he go to school?
Purdue.
Wow.
Quick with that, Pat.
He was real quick.
Rucker McGroarty played for the Penguins last night. What's a better name for an Irish pub, Aiden O'Connell's or Rucker McGroarty's?
I think Aiden O'Connell's is easier to say.
Yes.
Man, I would love to have a Guinness at Rucker McGroarty's, though, I'll tell you.
You know Rucker McGroarty went to Rutgers?
He did not. Michigan guy.
Oh.
That just, you were trying to make it all flow.
Yeah.
That didn't happen.
I would drink a Guinness anywhere.
Me too.
Friend.
We have not had a Guinness together,
They're
Pat.
Not that good.
You're a Guinness.
Get the hell out of here!
You're a Guinness Zero guy, aren't you?
Now you can get the hell out of here.
Guinness Zero guy.
Bill
Did
Hill
you watch Friday the 13th last night?
Of course.
I saw his tweet.
Yeah.
It's like, you know, it was 4-0. I think he turned it off.
Yeah, two horror movies going on at once. The Penguin game and Friday the 13th.
Mm-hmm.
Bang. Look at me.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you, and also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com